First fell in love with football. Probably when I couldn't play. Just playing sports, man. That's all I knew. They kept me out of trouble. They kept me level-headed. So I knew that was going to be my way to really, you know, keep me focused and, you know, besides school, something I could really focus on.
What would have caused you not to be level-headed?
Man, just seeing people in my neighborhood, you know, you see drug dealing there, all that stuff going on. You know, it's always been some type of stuff going on. I mean, we ain't the worst, but
right,
always something going on. So for me, I was just like, you know, I ain't trying to really do this. But I had friends that hung out all the time, and my mom wasn't going for it at all.
Right.
So I already knew, like, look, this ain't going to work, so I got to find something else. So.
Welcome to Raw Mind Sports, where we dig into the minds of athletes and sports fanatics. I'm your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. If you have a love and passion for sports, then this is the show for you.
We're here with Kevious Battle today, man. Phenomenal athlete at Tarby. He also played at Winston-Salem State University. Was a great DB. He's going to tell you his great story and how he became the person who he is today. So, Kevious, let's talk about your childhood. Talk about what made you into the person you are today.
Just growing up, man. Growing up in my neighborhood, rough little neighborhood, you know. But it ain't a point. It was too bad, you know, but it kept me focused. I just gravitated towards sports, man, you know, like a lot of kids do today. That's what kept me level-headed, kept me focused. Started out playing basketball first, actually. A lot of people know they're playing for football. But I focused on basketball first and started growing the love of football probably a year or two after I started playing basketball. So, man, that's kind of where it all started from.
Man, that's amazing. That's amazing. You said the childhood you came from. Can you talk about that in general? Like, what did those guys do for you in the neighborhood? Because you say you was from, well, I don't know if you said it right then, but you were from East Harbor, so... A lot of guys, it was a lot of mixed groups of people in there. Like, you have athletes, you have the streets. Kind of dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, growing up in Tarboro, man, you know, on the east side. it was different, man. You get to see people from the town that's, you know, just dope boys, stuff like that, that was a little older than me. And then you get to see something that's older than them that's, I mean, we had professional athletes walking around. So, I mean, we got to see everything, you know what I'm saying, right here in the town. So, I just gravitated towards the ones that had successful professional careers and just kind of wanted to follow them rather than, you know, the drug dealers. So that's the route I took, man, and put my focus there as well as school. I've always been a school lover, so, you know, education, everything, you know, get your grades. So that was always me. And I just followed them instead, man. That was the route.
Amazing, amazing. Let's talk about your first, I mean, the first time that you decided to say, hey, football is my thing.
First time I said football is my thing, I almost lost football at one point. I thought it was more serious than what it was. I got a little, I guess, bone spur type, tendonitis type of thing. It's called Osgood Slaughter. Just basically when I have like a growth spurt between like the ages of 10 and 14, I think kids have, and it hit me right going into my seventh grade year when I started, you know, school football or whatever. And man, it got real bad for me. Tendonitis was super sore. I could barely touch it, and I couldn't do anything with it. So I was ruled out to play football in middle school. So it only lasted a few months. That was weird. So it only lasted a few months. So I played rec football. Somehow they got me to play there. You know, I cleared the physical or whatever. And I played there, you know, watching my middle school play when I was supposed to have been starting that year. And shout out my coach. Coach Wotecki at the time, you know, he started the spread system and, you know, kind of opened me up to wide receiver and stuff like that. And I just had to sit back and actually play quarterback for a year in seventh grade. So.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. So once you got a chance to play in middle school, what was your drive going into that school? Like, you were determined not to be stopped.
Yeah, man, I just had to I was ready to put on that school jersey, that purple and gold the first time, and I was ready to go after that. Everything after that, man, I played played linebacker and DN. You know, weird for my size, though, but you know, small school. Played that and on defense. And offense, I played tight end, and I played a little bit of running back at the time, too, and some receiver, just depending on, you know, what set we was in, whatever. So I was all over the place, man. I just had speed, still trying to utilize me, you know, as much as they could. Or whatever, but undefeated season, eighth grade. That was 2 years back to back, seventh and eighth grade undefeated. So, yeah, that's when it kind of all started for.
Let's talk about your high school career. And from what I've been seeing, is you're a great leader. And what inspired you to be a leader? What were the obstacles at first becoming an athlete at Tarver High, playing football under Coach Crowder?
The leadership thing came like kind of like by mistake. People just started seeing me as a leader. I didn't know, you know, what a leader was at the time. I mean, I just, like, you know, we ran sprints. For me, it was being competitive, trying to be at the front of the sprints, you know, do the drills the hardest, you know, basically do everything the best. So that just ended up showing that I could be a leader and showing that I had, like, an extra oomph to kind of motivate other people around me, and people were watching. So that's when coaches kind of came to me, like, you know, people watching. You know, so make sure, you know, doing your thing and being on your P's and Q's every time I'm touching the field or in the classroom, too. So I kind of just adapted to it and, you know, started to be a leader. But, I mean, like I said, it came just by mistake, really, man. And I took breaks to it, though, because for some reason I just started love to inspire people. And I just like to give motivation to other people. So, you know, I did what I could, just being the best me, man. That's really all I could tell. But playing the sports, though, here, it was great, man. I found track here. I wasn't a track runner. I did run cross country in the eighth grade. That was totally different to speed sprinting, what I did in high school. Right. Started out running 100, 200 relays, 4x1, 4x2. Played basketball as well in high school and football. I played JV my freshman year in both sports, football and basketball my freshman year. It worked out for the better. You know, of course, everybody want to play varsity. But it worked out for me. I kind of gained some confidence in myself, like on the basketball court. I was like the MVP that year of the team, stuff like that. So, you know, I got a little award for that, all conference, stuff like that, JV. So it just built some confidence in me on the scoring side. I was always a defensive basketball player. So, and football, man, I just kind of gained my confidence there too, just using my speed, which I always knew I had, just kind of learned some technique and some. Just a bit of my skill level, you know what I'm saying, in high school. So that was just kind of propelling me for the next level of varsity for the sport. So 10th grade year, started my varsity level sports, football and basketball. Football first. Football, we were pretty much all starters from the class that came up with me. We were all sophomores. So I think 8 out of the 11 on defense was sophomores. You know, we kind of got our – tail handed to us a little bit early on in the season. Like I said before, we missed, I think we lost 54, like 21, my first varsity game at Nass Central. They was all seniors at the time, too, which was even, they went on like third round playoff run. Hmm. So they were pretty good at the time. So, I mean, it was a good indication of, you know, what we could be, even though we lost. Right. Like I said before, I mentioned, I heard a lady I don't even know who it was. Somebody in the crowd is like, this what we got this year, man. It's going to be a long season. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, that stuck to me. It stuck to me. So I was just like, you know, we got to do something different. But we just kind of had to refocus, man. We just kind of got our, you know, refocus in and decided to take things serious. One of my running backs, like I mentioned, Maris Harper, man, I know he went some serious stuff at the time with his brother. He lost him to some prison time and, you know, murder cases, something like that crazy happened or whatever. But he changed his whole mindset of how he dealt with football and how he saw life. So it spread to everybody in the locker room. And we all kind of took heed to it and kind of took football more serious and let all of the beef that was going on in our neighborhoods kind of settle out, you know, Tarver and Princeville stuff, and look at the bigger picture of football, man. And that helped us focus on football.
Was that the biggest obstacle dealing with the Princeville and East Tarver controversy? Was that the biggest problem?
It was big, like, my sophomore year. Okay. I think after that, it wasn't. But the biggest obstacle for us, I think, just trying to be on one page. Like, that's team sport. That's the hardest thing, just to get everybody on the same page, the same mindset, the same intensity to grind every day. That was the biggest thing for us, I think, just trying to be able to do all that at every position. I mean, that's 22 people on offense and defense, not even including special teams. So that's a lot of people to kind of get on the same page. Excuse me. So, after we figured it out that we could all work together and we had more coming than we thought, right. It wasn't as hard. You know, we all just worried about our job, got better at each position, and everything else kind of fell into place after that.
Yeah, that's why I say I look at East Harbor Prince like it's more of a big family. Everybody's some kin down the line somewhere. Exactly. They just don't know. Or they probably don't dive into it before they go in there at it. But I think that was the best thing that really brought this town together was football. Because, football is religion around here. Like, football, without football, I don't know how this town would do things. But I think when football season's around, I feel like this whole town, this small town, comes together for one. And speaking of that, let's talk about the head coach, Coach Crowder. What did Coach Crowder see in you? And also, let's talk about probably the premier running back in the NFL, Ty Gurley, because he was playing with you during that time. Tell me about both of those guys in the high school.
Coach Crowder, man, he was definitely a leader himself. So he always taught us, you know, he's had the worst of the teams, and, you know, he's had some great teams to not actually win as much, but had the athletes of the caliber we had and probably even better. So he knew what we had. He knew we had something special. So he just, like I said, for him, that's probably the hardest thing for him, actually directing us to follow him to be on the same page. So, and that's something he preached all the time. He just always preached, believe in what we say and everything will work out. So I think we heard it, but we didn't really hear it when he said it like the first couple of times.
Yeah.
So then we started really listening and doing what he was saying, and we saw things really working, you know, through the season, like that sophomore year I mentioned before, and things started working out. I think we lost like 3 or 4 games my sophomore year. But man, my junior year, we had, you know, kind of got more focused again on another level, got a year experience under for all those sophomores we had. And, man, we lost 1 game, which we shouldn't have lost, but that's another story, to the county rivals over there, which that was a great game, though. But, man, we lost that 1 game, went to the state, you know, we lost there. But, I mean, I think that just getting us there made us so much even better. The fact that we know we could do it. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing the fact we can make the state championship. Like, y'all, we just did this last year. Like, it's nothing to do this. So that kind of opened up a new door because we haven't seen nobody did, you know, doing it like that when we was growing up watching players play. So, you know, after we got there, we just took it to another level. And Ty came around my senior, so we 2 years apart.
Okay.
But he was a sophomore when I was a senior. But I was already playing with him in basketball. He played basketball. He played football and track. He was a hurdler. It's weird to talk about him because I never thought it would be like it was. He's always like a little brother, like, you know, just a big little brother that I had around because he was probably like my size early on. But I met Ty around that time, 10th grade. I didn't think he would be as special as he was, honestly. I knew he was good, but we had a lot of athletes. That was what we had. That's what we did. I seen this guy literally learn how to run hurdles in like 3-4 weeks time. Like, we needed somebody to hurdle. We all were sprinters. You know, we all want to do relays, 100, 200, mm-hmm. which is popular runs. But we need somebody to run hurdles. I had already tried it. It won't for me. Cool. So, I mean, I literally saw him learn to step over him, run, and figure it out all in like a month's time and end up going to the Junior Olympics. So, I mean, that showed you how special he was going to be just very fast. So, he came up my senior year. He was a sophomore. He was playing safety at the time. He was playing running back, but when he came up, he got in, you know, after we blew out a couple teams in the playoffs, he played safety. Had an interception, playing safety. Like, this guy going to be, you know, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was gonna be a safety. That's what I thought he was gonna be, 6 foot, 6'1", 210. I said, hey, this dude gonna be it at safety. And then after I left, you know, we won state championship my senior year. I saw him, you know, keep going and just blow up like crazy. I couldn't believe the type of attention he was getting. But I knew a lot of that came from us. He always say this. He always say he appreciate our class for giving him the attention that he needed to get to where he was, because we kind of brought a lot of attention to the program. You know, winning a state championship, and Jacoby Cofield came out.
Yeah.
Went to Duke, had a couple offers, ECU, Duke, State, you know, a couple places. And, you know, he kind of brought that attention to the program. So he actually helped me get looks at NC State, which I thought I was going to go. They broke my heart, man. But it's all good. Yeah, I mean, it just escalated from there, man. I watched him grow and just get to see him now and still keep that contact, and nothing changed for him. You know, he's still the same person, you know, just at another level, which is crazy still to me. But yeah, I'm glad to see him doing good, man. It worked out for him perfectly.
I know. That's what I was going to say. It's working very good for him. Yeah. Let's talk about, since AC State broke your heart, let's talk about your newfound love, where you went to, Winston-Salem State University, man, and how they treat you.
That was another crazy story, man. I actually was, and I did it on a scholarship. A lot of people don't know. I walked on to earn a scholarship, but I actually was invited to camp, so I was like a preferred walk-on, is what they call it. I got there. I actually missed camp. I missed camp. The coach had called me to come. Like, he would call me and check on me, make sure I was still coming. I missed camp. I didn't even know I was supposed to. He said he sent me something. I never got it for the date. So I missed camp. I came up, freshman, you know, the regular freshman, you know, meeting the coaches. They're like, you Lakeevious? I said, like, yeah. Man, we've been looking for you for 2 weeks. I got a locker, everything, man. I ain't even been there. I'm like, oh, like, they're like, yeah, you behind. Which, again, that worked out for me. They had me listed for, like, a receiver or DB. So I ended up going a DB route. Defense has always been something for me. So ended up going a DB route. I redshirted my freshman year, which I needed. We learned no man-to-man coverages, no, you know, like, man skills. So that's something I really need to learn. So that was pretty much most of my freshman year dedicated to for me, learning colors, coverage schemes, and, you know, just learning man-to-man skills. So that was the biggest thing for me, because I played safety here, actually, in high school. I played a little bit of corner, just, you know, to try it out or whatever in high school. But so just worked that, and I learned it because I was an athlete, so it kind of helped me to balance out the feet work, which is mostly all corner is.
Right, right.
But yeah, NC State, man, they broke my heart. I had got looked. They came to see me play. We was actually playing another NFL star, Kareem.
Rono, he was at Rono.
Yeah, Kareem.
I can't think of his name. He went to Carolina, right?
Yeah, he playing at Kareem. I can't think of his name. Yeah, he playing at the Giants now. And playing against them, I had like 3 touchdowns. State recruit right there watching me, like, okay, he had to Kobe already listed, and I end up going. He wanted to offer him, but they just gave their last scholarship offer, which was another NFL stars, Dave Emerson, played at State, and some of them. Yeah. That was the class I was supposed to have been in, which is crazy. And I ended up meeting them later on in college. I played with some of his high school teammates. It's crazy, like, life, how I come back around. But so that happened. That didn't work out. I actually had another chance to go to Duke. I had, you know, went on my visits. They liked everything. Because it's Kobe, he got some looks for other people. Me and Markel Petaway, supposed to went to camp. We passed the eye test. You know, they give you like a visual eye test, see how you pan out, and watch the film. Everything was good. They just wanted to see us perform in front of them, basically, at camp. We supposed to went to camp.
y'all some camp skippers.
It was summertime. You know, summertime camps. We supposed to went to camp. We stayed out late the night before. Supposed to went to camp the next day. Jacoby calling us to go to camp to leave that morning. And during, you know, it's like an hour away, hour and a half away. We skipped the calls. Like, I remember today, Kel looked at me, I looked at him. He was like, just went back to sleep. That's literally what we did to each other. To this day, that same day, Jacoby got an offer at Duke. And they was wanting to offer us, but we didn't come.
Wow.
Same day. So that was another opportunity going out the window.
Guys not staying focused, I guess.
Man, listen, nobody really gave me that, you know what I'm saying? Like, go to camps, get your looks. I didn't know that until after the fact. And that's why I tell kids now, like, get exposure. That's the biggest thing you can do, just get exposure.
Right.
We 1A now. That's even harder to get. And I was 2A, so get exposure. But, yeah, man, I got my heart broke a couple times, man. You know, I was getting looks, a couple D1AAs, Norfolk State. They wanted me to come run track there. I turned that down. I wanted to play football. They wanted me to walk on. I mean, it was opportunities coming in and out. I just ended up in Winston. Had never been there before, ever. Best decision I ever made, man. I don't regret nothing about it. I learned my skills and did a lot of winning there too, though. So it worked out.
Let's talk about different coaching styles. What about the film room at what's the difference between Talbot High and the film room at Winston-Salem State? And what was the difference? What did your coach see in you? Even when you're missing camp and you didn't come at the first moment for him to still give you a chance, what special quality did you have that he probably looked at, you thought that he looked at in KB?
I think they seen my potential, just like athleticism. I was decent sized corner. You know, I wasn't 5'11". I think I came in camp like, I was kind of skinny. I was like 175. But I was probably one of the fastest on the team, even as a redshirt freshman. So I think they saw that, you know, they could work with it. So they gave me an opportunity, which they're grateful. I always get them props on giving kids opportunities that walk on. And I think that's helped a lot with winning in the program or whatever. But I think they just saw that. And, you know, we had a lot of kids. They had just, the year before, we had just came back down from D1. So we was just getting back down to D2. I think they won like 2 games the year before I came there. So they were just trying to clean house and just get everybody doing it. So the whole team before
was rebuilding state
gone. Yeah. So new coaching staff, everything. But it was a real deal, man. That was the strictest disciplined team I ever seen in my life. Ever.
Amazing, amazing. Let's talk about some random. I mean, you already pretty much gave your answer on the stuff about your career. I just want to ask you some opinionated thoughts. Who's your favorite NFL team, man? Who's your favorite quarterback? And also, who's your favorite NBA player?
Okay. NFL team is the Patriots. Tom Brady, you know, I consider him the GOAT of my era. You know, he's a young guy. So that's the GOAT of my era. And LeBron, man, that's my guy right there. On and off the court, everything he do, that's my guy.
What do you take from those two players, Tom Brady and LeBron James, and take it into everyday life? As an outside of the sport, like as in your life with your family, with your wife, what do you take from them that's special? That basically is the same thing that you do.
You see me post something yesterday about that? I posted something about LeBron yesterday. That's where you said that. LeBron, he just had like, he was in Essence magazine talking about like how his wife basically kept him level headed and, you know, basically helped him get to where he is. And I always watched that with him. Like, he always had a level head. I remember watching this documentary. He was in high school, like coming out of high school. He always had a level head. He always valued his family. He always was trying to give back before he even had really made it big. So that was something I just took from him that I wanted to do for other people, you know, even if I wasn't on his level. So that's something I seen from him on outside of the, you know, sports arena, which he's still doing right now like crazy. Tom Brady, you know, he's private, so we can't really see what he got going on with his family life. Well, he is married. You know, I know he's married, and, you know, he's – try to do like little foundation stuff like that, you know, to give back. So anybody that gives back, you know, I'm all for. But his skill level is just, you know, out of his world. Mentally and physically, the man's still doing it like one of the best. So
I agree. Who are the Super Bowl picks so far right now? It's just week three, but just give a little insight. Just want to hear your mind on it.
It's so many good teams. I really couldn't say. Rams, of course, Todd and the crew. I think on paper they have the best team, offense and defense on paper. I think for them, what's going to make or break them would be Goff. Goff is their make or break. I haven't gained the complete confidence in him yet. Not saying he's not good, but, you know, he's still young, you know, compared to a lot of the players on the team that hasn't already proven themselves. That'll be big for them. Of course, the Patriots, you know, we always keep a dynasty. Josh Gordon signing was big for us. So I think we'll be up there. Jacksonville got the best defense in the league right now. But Blake, I got to see more from Blake Bortles. I ain't sold on him either right now. It is what it is. It's a lot of good teams, though. I always say Pittsburgh is never nobody to walk over, ever. They always keep a stacked team.
But you always beat them. Your favorite team beats them all the time.
And look, that's one game I've never looked forward to because I know it's going to go either way anytime. Honestly, I really feel like it can go either way. It's just so competitive between them two every time. So that's one in the air. And then just seeing I just want to see some of the rookies play, man, some of the young guys. My boy Baker, I like Baker Mayfield. I like Saquon Barkley. I like to see him do good. I want to see young play. Shaquan Griffin, Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, he's major. He doing his thing.
Overachiever.
Right now.
With the things that's dealing with his own.
Yeah, stuff. But you still got to give him as, you know, he's a hard worker. He overachieving. So, yeah, he is in a way. And then just some of the guys that didn't make it, like Dalvin Cook, him coming back after his injury, seeing some of those guys play. You know, seeing all the explosive offenses and defense, man. I just like to see good teams play. I'm just a football fan at heart, so I'll watch anybody play.
If you were playing corner, what's your favorite defensive strategy that you'll play? You're locked down, or you a zone guy, or you're a cover two? Let's talk about that.
I'm a man-to-man guy, but I always said I'm a hitter, not an interceptor. Like, I'm not the person that's going. If it's a ball in the air and you standing right there, I'm probably going to hit you and lead the ball over there. That's just how I am. Like, I've always been like that. Like that. So, I don't know. I guess it's like the safety in me, but I'm just, that's always been. But man-to-man, I think if you got athletes, man-to-man is always going to be your best coverage. I mean, if you got the best players, it's unbeatable, really, if you got the right corners playing. And safety, you got to have good help on top.
Oh, man. And my conclusion to Raw Mind Sports, he just pretty much told you a lot. And kids, I hope you're listening. The one word for this show right here is focus. Focus. He missed two camps, but it still brought him to prosper to where he's at. So things happen in mysterious ways. God always finds a way to put things in mysterious ways. So with that being said, I felt like your one number one thing is focus. 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 You got to focus. You got to focus. But until then, Kevis, I appreciate you on my show.
All right.
You guys have a blessed day.